welcome to another episode of Hello, and welcome to another episode of Conclave Radio. Thank you to Heather Stanford for sending that awesome intro in. I'm Casey Hall, and I am joined by my co-hosts.
I'm the one with the beard, which you can't see, because we're still on the radio.
That's right. Greg Dye. What a fantastic human being with the beard he is. And my other
Excuse
ones.
Me. Pastor Greg Dye. It's finally official.
Oh!
We're rabbi.
Everyone, Clap of the hands.
I am John, Conclave's beloved.
Also known as JTJ, if you get confused.
Me and Clint came up with that one the other day.
I like it.
Conclave's beloved?
Yeah.
And I am intern Nate, because I'm still the intern.
Almost. You're almost ready to move up.
I mean,
I'm almost.
I mean, maybe one day you can get that promotion.
I'd like to say something, though.
We'll talk about that later.
About that clip at the beginning of the show, I was terrified we were falling down that.
Yeah. Okay. So, for context, for those of you who may not know, that that was audio from
Stone Temple Pilots.
From what? No, that was a group.
Which album are you listening to?
That was a group of Conclavians at Stone Mountain this past weekend. They went down the snow. They call it the Snow Mountain. This snow tubing, and as they went down the decline, they all screamed Conclave Radio. And you know what? That was very nice of them. I appreciated that. And yes, I was part of that group, so it doesn't count as much. But I still appreciate all of them for pitching in. Yes, it's going to be a good episode. Episode 11 of season 3.
Whee!
Clint is not with us.
Boo.
Yeah, it's okay. He's got...
You can just take Clint's job. He's,
yeah, there's your promotion.
There's your promotion. I thought that was my job.
He's got priorities.
We're going to move Clint back to intern.
Yeah,
sweet.
Intern Clint, and then you'll be the one sitting in his chair. Or I forgot. I don't even think we
have assigned
seats. You know, I don't think we do. I'm just making stuff up.
I have an assigned seat.
That's true.
Yeah,
I like my assigned seat.
You guys have assigned seats. Yeah. We don't.
It's going to be a good episode. We're going to talk about 1 Peter, kind of going to start a series there. We're going to talk about what we have talked about in our Conclave View series. We may try to play a game later. We'll see how that works out. A new game, might I mention.
Woo!
And we may go into what's going on around here, maybe some people and songs. I'm really just going to talk about it. So, yeah. How's everyone's week been?
Okay, I guess.
It's been a week.
It's been, you know.
It's had 7 days that all ended in Y.
Yes, sir.
That's true. That's probably
my body is still in pain from climbing Stone Mountain.
Tell you what. Yeah, so we climbed Stone Mountain all the way to the top. And I wanted to die, but I didn't. After I made it to the top, I was like, you know, I think I could go on. And in the past couple of days, I've been like walking up hills and regretting it. Like, yeah. I want to install escalators in the woods or just in our pavement, you know, so I don't have to move.
In the woods.
So,
Casey Hall for president, guys. 2020, watch out.
Heathen
go
day.
Ahead. Go
heathen,
ahead.
Heathen days, Greg. So take that for what it's worth. Every time I hear the word escalator, I can't help but think about Mitch Hedberg, comedian. You probably don't know who he is, do you?
No.
Yeah, he's not necessarily church appropriate, but my favorite skit that he ever did was he did a skit. The guy was like stoned off his gourd for like 45 years. So every skit he did,
we're not
was
encouraging
just,
you to go listen.
We
to this,
do not
by
encourage
the way,
this, but every time I hear escalator, I think about his skit because he had an escalator joke, like it was a sort of like 3-minute joke about escalators. Because you see elevators and they'll have a temporarily out of order sign,
mm-hmm.
but you never see escalators with a temporarily out of order sign. You always see escalators with a temporarily stairs sign.
Oh, I've never seen those.
But that was the joke, right? Because you don't see them there. Because if they're out of order, they're just sitting still. And
all my classes for school are on the fourth floor. So I climbed those stairs. Yikes. And I did not, and my legs were not feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me realize I'm just out of shape and need to work out more.
Yeah, me no, me too. I mean, that mountain showed me who's boss.
Hey, what? At the Super Bowl party?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. At the Super Bowl party, we were playing basketball and football, and when I went to go home, I could, like, barely turn the steering wheel. My arm was, like, so sore. And all I'd done was, like, throw football. And I'm like, really? I'm not old.
Mm-hmm.
But it hurt.
Oh, mm-hmm. But you are.
Oh.
Thanks for trying to relate to us, Nate. I appreciate that. Maybe one day you'll climb a mountain.
Yeah, maybe.
Also not church appropriate, the Super Bowl halftime show.
Good Lord.
We can skip that one. But we did have a Super Bowl party at Conclave.
Which was church appropriate.
Yes. Which was church appropriate. We were all screaming for the Chiefs to win, but except down here we really, really didn't care.
Except
you know,
for
we just kind of picked one and went for it.
He was kind of upset.
Yeah, except for Michael Johnson. I don't understand that, but whatever.
We are still in the process of bathing all the TVs in anointing oil.
Right.
After the halftime show.
Kind of, so you know, after seeing that, the whole area kind of erupted in flames, so we had to put that out. We're still under construction.
We have like
putting it all out with anointing oil.
We have like 5 boxes of sage just sitting outside this room.
Yeah.
It's interesting how that works, but it does.
Yeah. So, God bless you. So, we've been talking about...
What was that face for?
Well, it's because it's a good transition.
I coughed, and you said, God bless you.
Yeah.
You said, God bless you, when somebody sneezes.
Oh, well, my bad. I take it back.
Yeah. You take your blessing back, all right? Yeah.
Forget you. You don't cough in the mic.
I didn't. I coughed away from the mic so that people didn't have to hear me cough.
Get farther away. Just let me bless you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay.
It's God's job to bless, not
so
people.
All right.
So, yeah.
Hey, that makes me think of a song.
First Peter?
All right. Never mind.
By Peter.
Pre-JC Greg. All right. So, First Peter.
So,
talking about
so yeah, we're going to start our series on First Peter. We're basically going to go through the entire book of First Peter and just a random... out of nowhere. If you want to join us in time while we learn about First Peter, you can join us for Conclave U, Wednesday nights. This really, what we do on the podcast really doesn't get the full effect of what we learn.
And discuss.
It's
not just learn. Like the discussion is really the
Conclave
great
is a big
part.
Discussion thing. Yeah. This is a really short paraphrasing recap of what we kind of learned. So it's, you don't get the full effect. I encourage you to join Conclave or Conclave U to get, you know, that experience and discussion. Anyway.
When Peter was writing the book of First Peter, he was writing it to mainly Romans, right?
Yeah.
Jewish Romans. Jews.
Roman Jews.
Yeah. Not Jewish Romans.
Because in that time, they were
new,
straight up
new Roman
harassed.
Christians.
Right.
This was written in during the time of...
Nero.
Mm-hmm. Who was known for setting Christians on fire so we had light in his garden at
night.
Yeah,
he straight up tortured
like
the Christians.
Human torch, not the comic book.
Yes,
but
like literally.
Lit
him on fire and said, go.
He was responsible for setting Rome on fire, and he blamed the Christians for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is 1 Peter chapter 1 is where we are right now.
Right.
Just so often the beginning of Peter focuses on realizing that sometimes in order for you to maintain your holiness and to be a Christian, you kind of have to learn to just sort of respect and live with your struggle sometimes.
Well, yeah, and to recognize that your struggles are temporary.
Yes.
Like, everything
absolutely.
In this world
it's,
is temporary.
Kind of like,
that's kind of what
like,
he was writing
like,
about.
Evil emperors will die one day, but Christ lives on.
But the main thing Peter was trying to tell them was like, it don't it's not worth fighting back. You know, show them that you're better than this.
Love them. Love exactly. your enemies to the point where they go, really, he's sowing you because into the flesh of an animal, but you're still loving them.
Exactly.
And that's a testimony of the gospel.
They made up all these stereotypes about the Christians, about how awful they were, and about all these things that they did wrong and how mean they were. So in Peter chapter 1, verse 14, he says, as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. Verse 16, it says, for it is written, be holy because I am holy. You know, meaning...
it's a live by example. Argument.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Show them that you are not what they say you are. Even like, and then we compare that to today, where Christians are. You want to say minority?
I forget. Are Christians still the most persecuted religion worldwide?
It's hard to tabulate at this point because
there's about 2 billion Christians, I think, in the world.
Well, but it's declared hard to say who's suffering Christians. More because yeah. there's. I mean, let's face it, there's so much oppression nowadays,
mm-hmm.
and religious groups will oppress other religious groups, mm-hmm. but then they'll oppress their own religious groups, and it's just
the world's a crazy place. I think it varies from continent and country yeah. and culture.
Right.
It's a,
but we didn't really talk about this, but this is one thing that kind of has been nagging me since it. We talked about how there were stereotypes against Christians, like... they were accused of cannibalism because they would talk about eating yeah. Christ's body right. and blood. And you know, they were accused of all these crimes because of their beliefs, because people didn't take the time to get to know their beliefs. And I think that's still going to happen. That's still true now. People are going to judge us as Christians based on things that they think they know about exactly. us that aren't right.
Right.
But let's also spin that. We've had 2,000 years of understanding what that feels like.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be doing it to others either. Exactly. Like, I shouldn't take somebody and assume that I know their beliefs, because whatever their beliefs are.
And I know, you know, in situations that can be really angering to hear that, you know.
Yeah.
To hear someone slander against your religion or belief. And, you know, a lot of... I don't want to say a lot of people or a lot of Christians, but that, you know, you have that fight back tendency, you know,
yeah.
you want to stand up for yourself. And I think you can defend, when I say defend yourself, I don't mean straight up attack back. I mean just, you know, I think we can defend ourselves in love and by example and by being holy as, you know, treat others how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
And I do that a lot. And even in chapter 1, verse 22, now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. And that's what it's all about, fellas, love. In Conclave Radio, here in February, we celebrate love.
Oh.
Only in February.
Yeah, only in February.
We don't like each other the other 11 months of the year.
Yeah, we love each other.
Only in
from
February.
The heart, just as Peter told us,
only
as brother and sister.
Which, by the way, the Romans accused them of incest for that.
Yeah. Yes,
they that accused was them another, of a lot of things.
Yeah, Christians were horrible.
Incest was actually the one that actually stuck out to me the most. To be honest, because I found that to be the strangest one.
It is. Strange.
I don't know why. Well, either that or the one where they accused them of being atheist. Because they didn't worship any
because
of the
they didn't
Roman
they
gods.
Didn't well, worship
and this is the one yeah. where I always laugh because I used to say that to Christians, like that's still an accusation that gets made against Christians
being atheists
uh-huh. because when I was anti-Christian
Christ-like.
Yeah
when you were
pre JCG
when you were BC
yeah BC Greg I would always tell Christians I would go look you're an atheist too I just believe in one less god than you do. Like, you don't believe in the Hindu gods, and you don't believe in the Greek gods or in the Norse gods. So you don't believe in all these gods. You just happen to choose one that you believe in. I just don't believe in any of them. So we're both atheists. I just take it a little bit one step stronger than you do. And now I look back on it, I'm like, okay, well, that's not true, because atheism says there are no gods, whereas Christianity says your understanding of the gods is different from mine.
I agree with that, because it's not atheism.
it's not atheism. They still believe what we still believe in a deity of some type.
Exactly.
We just don't.
Right. They just call it atheism because it quote doesn't exist or something like
right.
that.
They
to
would,
them. To
they
them,
would say that the Roman gods existed and the Christians said the Roman gods didn't exist, and they called them atheists for it. And that's it really does make me laugh that we're still struggling with the same issues that they did 2,000 years ago. Nothing has changed, really. The world is still the world. Christians are still being falsely accused of a lot of the same crimes.
Right.
Nothing's changed.
Yep.
But
So what do you do when someone in your class or at your work or at, you know, in public just sees you and accuses you and then realizes you're Christian and all of a sudden starts saying, well, of course, you're a Christian. You'd blank, blank, blank. You know, what do? You go on. You
just live your life.
Well, and then
you show them that it doesn't.
You should live your life.
And that's what Peter says. Peter says, mm-hmm. "Be holy, be righteous." And then, what isn't it on? It's the second chapter.
Yeah.
I really should have looked this up before I started talking. chapter two, verse twelve. Yeah, conduct yourselves honorably so that in the case where they speak against you, they will observe your good works and glorify God.
Right.
So, I mean, it's almost to the point of be so holy and so righteous that when they accuse you of bad things, they realize that their accusations don't hold water, and then they have to say that you're acting good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Be above reproach, which is hard for us. I mean,
as human beings.
Even
with emotions.
As blood-bought Christians, I still fail on a pretty regular basis. Ask my wife. She'll tell you that I still fall short a lot.
I just failed.
Special guest next week.
just because we're human.
I still war with my flesh. I win that battle a whole lot more now than I used to, but there's still a battle.
Right, right. You know, that kind of goes into the next topic. Well, not the next topic, but like the next, I guess you could call it the next topic. Submission to the authority. You know, how, you know, there was this whole era where the Romans just criticized the Christians. Everything we just talked about. And they still followed the government. They still followed the rules. They went along with it. Even though the people in charge were and the most powerful were the ones, you know, destroying them. Literally.
Well, I think it was fitting that we talked about this right before February because mm-hmm. we talked about Martin Luther King.
Exactly.
And he's a great figure to talk about during Black History Month. Is Martin Luther King had such a powerful message because he didn't say, let's tear down this government and make a new one that recognizes
our
rights.
He's not a Malcolm X.
Well, yeah. We're going to stay away from that subject because I have my own personal views on Malcolm X.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to see your face.
just like poking the bear. Martin Luther King took that stance, and I think it was the correct Christian stance of, I'm going to stand up for what's right, but I'm going to submit to authority. Like, that's scriptural. And he took his example from Peter and the Roman Christians. If they imprison me, if they beat me, if they spray me with a fire hose, I'm still going to say, this is the right thing to do. I'm going to love my neighbor.
To bring up other historical figures, we could look at the person Martin Luther King's named after, which is Martin Luther, the literal father of the Protestant Reformation, and the reason why we have other sections of the church. If he would have never believed in the wrongdoings of the old Catholic Church, and wrote the 99, the 95 theses, I was confused if it's 95 or 99 sometimes. I like history, by the way. We wouldn't really be here the church would probably have still remained close to the same. And I think even in the modern day, the Catholic Church still fights a little bit with some of those ideas. I'm not completely knowledgeable on that, so don't take my statements fully.
Well, and Casey, you said that earlier.
Hmm.
You said, you know, there is a place for standing up for yourself. Yeah. And more importantly, there is a place for standing up for others.
Right.
Be the champion of other people when they're being oppressed.
And right.
Stand up and say, this is the right thing to do.
And even if you wanted to take, like, America as an example, the American revolutionaries did not want to tear down the entire foundation into where it was nothing. Yeah. They took what they had and they built upon it.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference between hatred of authority and wanting to refocus the authority, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Just because you're in submission doesn't mean you don't call for reformation.
Yeah.
Reformation can be a valid call for Christians. And in fact, many of the Roman Christians were saying, look, you need to stop doing this. You need to stop putting us into pits with lions. But they were willing almost to go to the flames, literally, saying, Jesus is still Lord.
Right.
Regardless of whether you burn me at the stake or feed me to lions or
make me a human torch.
Hang me on a cross. I think we might have already answered the question that I had, but is that how you would approach somebody if they said, well, the Bible says this about authority? Or the Bible says this. So what do you do about situations such as that? When people use religious texts against you?
I think this is when showing them by example comes in. I believe this is where, you know, you submit to authority. You say, I will. But you don't show them what they want you to do, what they expect you to do, like what they're trying to get you to do.
They want you to be angry.
Exactly.
With them.
Exactly. They're saying, ha, you have to do this. And you say, okay. Like, I know. Yeah, that's a good one. I know. but yeah.
You know, even the apostles, though, were waiting on Jesus to overthrow the government they had at their time. So, yeah. You know, when he talks about, like, you know, the kingdom come, they're like, oh, yeah, we're about to take over, about to win. And then he left. They're like, what?
Well, and, you know, Peter.
And he submitted to authority. The Romans took him, and they crucified him. He said, Lord, just forgive him.
At any point, he could have called legions upon legions upon legions of angels to come and rescue him, and he didn't. He submitted.
Well, and he even looks at Peter and says, put your sword away.
Yeah.
And then Peter's like, wait, I thought this was time to fight. And then, you know, a few years later, in the grand scheme of things, Peter's writing this letter, and he's saying, look, submit to authority. And then finally the authority's like, okay, Peter, we're going to crucify you. And he goes, that's fine, just do it upside down, because I don't deserve to die the same way my Lord did. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That's a turn of...
Which sounds way more painful, because crucifixion is death by asphyxiation. So that must have sucked.
Yeah, upside down would be even worse than right side up crucifixion.
Just remember, if they had mercy on you, they would break your legs. So...
Jeez.
But it was also Jesus that said, give unto Caesar what is Caesar, give unto God what is God's.
Yeah.
So we could see the foundation for this belief early on before we could assume Christianity was even established as a religion.
Yeah.
Right. And the big thing that also stuck out to me is something someone said, I can't remember, was, you know, we have to submit to that government because that power was bestowed upon them by God. That is God-given power. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we must respect that decision, and that is where our submission comes in. Now, a bully is one thing, but we're talking about government, authority, people, like, hierarchically above you. So if a bully messes with you, you can punch him. I'm kidding, don't punch him. Love them. That was a joke. Everyone laughed.
This is a conversation that I have with people regularly because I am a prepared person for all situations.
You probably have a binder.
And in part of that preparedness, I am ready to defend people should the need arise.
Mm-hmm.
With multiple methods of defense. people have asked me before, well, if you're a Christian, you wouldn't shoot somebody that's trying to do people harm because then you would be killing that person, and that's against the Bible. And I go, okay, using means to defend others is different from me one-on-one with somebody. If I'm one-on-one with somebody, I'm going to preach the gospel to them. Now, if there are other people that this person is trying to hurt, okay, I'm going to defend these other people. That's my call.
Mm-hmm.
My call as a Christian is to defend the oppressed. But there is a level of self-sacrifice that is also, look, right. I'll stand in front of these people that are being attacked and say, no,
your own self,
look at me, don't hurt them.
In focus their position. On,
yeah.
Yeah, that's where we're at in 1 Peter right now. We talked about the first two chapters. Next week we'll probably be talking about chapter 3 and later on. But now, guys, I want to try something new.
No.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. This is going to be fun. This is a team game. We're going to play some Taboo. We're going to play Bible Taboo.
Oh.
Isn't the internet a wonderful thing?
I don't know anymore.
That's right. So here's how the game works. I have cards, and each card is going to have one word you're trying to make your partner say, and they have five forbidden words you can't use in order to get them to say it. So, like, I'm going to use one card. The word I have to get Greg to say is Elijah, but I can't use the words Naaman, Rain, Fire, Prophet, or Elisha. And each round is going to be 1 minute. You have 1 minute to say that word. It's going to be teams, which is going to be me and Greg versus Nate and JTJ, and it's gonna be awesome. We need so you guys get a 1 minute timer. Can you get a 1 minute timer?
Yeah. So for this example, you would have to make me say Elijah. So you would say stuff like, "He put a cloak on his protege.
Exactly.
He was the first major prophet in Israel. Oh, prophet, you can't say prophet.
Is a forbidden word.
See, then it would be exactly.
Yeah.
I am absolutely awful at Taboo.
And since we don't have as much time, what do you say, the first one to three?
Sure.
Okay. So first one to three.
So there'll be about three rounds.
Yeah. Because I don't have them printed out, I'm going to kind of like look like randomly pick one.
Except that's not fair for you to randomly pick one if you're going to then have to guess it.
No, I'm going to make you guess it. And then the next time it comes around to us, you have to make me guess it.
Right, so you can't randomly pick one for you to guess.
No, I'm gonna.
You
make,
can randomly pick one for everybody. For
no, I'm gonna randomly else, pick, and when it's his turn, I'm gonna let him randomly pick.
Oh, okay.
And then blah blah blah.
Okay.
Yeah. Jeez.
I'm just trying to make it more complicated.
More to edit. I'm just kidding. I'm probably not gonna edit this.
You know how I can make sure you're gonna edit it?
Don't do it. Okay. Do you have a 1 minute timer?
I have a 1 minute timer.
Okay. I'm gonna. Have you ever done the thing with the Pac-Man so you can't hear anything in your ears? Yeah, okay. So I'm going to... Okay, the word I chose is oath. And the forbidden words is covenant, break, promise, vow, and swear. Okay, you're good. Did you hear any of that?
Hear any of what?
Okay, good.
All right. Watch me guess it first try.
Yeah. Are we ready? All right. Three... 2, 1, go. I'm probably gonna lose. When you
Noah, Ark.
Tell someone
gospel. Parable.
You're going to do it.
Commandment.
The president makes this when he
executive
becomes
action.
President.
Oath.
Yes. Woo!
Golly.
Sweet. Yeah.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
That was a Bible word? Oh, because do not make oaths. Yeah.
I'm telling you, there are a lot of cards.
A score? 15 of.
There are 25 pages of cards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So okay. I'm going to print these out.
So, JTJ.
So I'll let you look at them all. You already got one? Don't let him see it. All right. Have you ever done the Pac-Man thing?
I have not.
You take your fingers and you rub them on your like in your ear, like put them in your ear and then rub.
No,
yeah, and
I'm
then
gonna
make
say
a Pac-Man
it right now
sound.
So he doesn't say it, so the audience understands. Okay, which one?
I'm looking.
Do 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 do. Okay. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Keep going, Pac-Man. Okay, so the...
Okay, cool.
So the word is hell, and the forbidden words is sin, heaven, devil, lake, and fire. All right, you're good. Are you ready? Everyone ready?
I guess we'll see.
All right.
In Five, four, three, two, one.
Dante.
Inferno, hell...
Bam. Oh,
yeah, that was it.
Okay.
Was it Inferno?
So no, since we're picking the cards, which I know is really a cheat, pick one easy. That's how this works.
That was crazy. I've never done that. That sounded exactly like Pac-Man.
I know, right?
I was like,
okay. You ready? So, I guess I don't have to take these off. You don't have to do it. It's just him. Okay, so my word is frankincense, and the words I cannot say are wise, gift, Christmas, Jesus, and magi.
It actually does.
That's
keep
gonna
you.
Be interesting.
So frankincense, right?
It's gonna be interesting.
Right? I've got it.
And actually does keep you from hearing things. I'm surprised.
It does. It works really well. All right, you're good.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. So give me a clock.
That was an elongated.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Hold on.
Wait, stop it.
I need your code. But you can't be looking at it. Yeah.
Technical difficulties in Conclave Radio.
0530.
Okay.
What is this?
Now everybody knows.
What is that?
Oh. That was the 1 minute timer for them.
Oh, okay. Crazy. Okay.
Okay, so ready? He made a monster. His name was Dr.
Frankenstein.
But this is a an herb.
What?
Give
frankincense. All right.
Ooh.
2-1.
See, Frankenstein. Yeah, frankincense. I was like, boom!
One.
This is.
That was a good one. All right. So that means you get to choose a card. Literally, I've been doing this because there's a lot.
All right. Let's see what happens.
All right, JTJ, time to do the Pac-Man thing.
What if I get one and I don't know what it is?
Well, pick another one. There's 25 pages of cards.
I shouldn't have said that out loud. That one.
It's okay. We don't judge you. We love you.
I'm going to do this one.
Okay, so tell us the word.
The word is forgive.
Okay, and you're not allowed to say...
sorry, repent, ask God, or confess.
All right. You're good.
Okay.
My ears hurt.
Right? All right, are you ready? The round starts in 3, 2, 1... Go.
The Bible says that you should blank your brother.
Love.
77. Okay. That's
wow.
It.
This is, yep. All right.
I guess I shouldn't pick the cards next time. I'll have them printed off next time.
Or next time they should pick your card and you should pick their card. Like, that's...
Right now, we're just... this is an introduction to the game.
We're liking the game. We're testing it out. We're
going to
see how it goes.
You can tell us... if you have any other ideas for games, you can tweet us... or you can find us on Instagram and let us know, or subscribe to
us. Give
us
a like, share, and comment.
Yeah,
and in the comment, tell us what game we should do.
So,
shameless plug.
We have two. They have two.
So now it's really sudden death.
Yeah. If we get it, we win, right?
Well, but they get a chance to get it.
So
whoever doesn't get one.
So whoever
point.
Doesn't get one first. Well, this is going to go on forever.
We're going to go down to 30 seconds for this second round.
Honestly, that might be a. Okay, I got it. Now you do your Pac-Man thing. The word is river, and I cannot use Jordan, Nile, Cross, Water, or Amazon. All right, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, I think I'm ready too. Ready? Go. All right, this flows.
Hill, river, water.
Yep, that was it.
That was 5 seconds.
Yeah, I'll put them in a stack next
this
time.
Yeah. Time.
All right. Okay. Well, how about this? We'll just consider this week a tie.
Well, but they have a round.
No, I know.
Like
I'm just
could
saying,
fail, and then we would
true.
Win.
Okay, that's true. Like, if you make it, let's consider it a tie for time's sake. If you don't make it, in your faces.
Oh, all right. No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure.
All right, tell me when you got it. Or what I... Okay.
Yeah, you can't hear anything. Oh. Okay. So, the word is... Is it Abednego? Yeah, Abednego.
Abednego.
And the words you can't say are...
Meshach, Furnace, Shadrach, Babylon, and Daniel.
Yeah. All right, and the game begins in 3, 2, 1, start.
Nebuchadnezzar put this person in a fiery place.
Shadrach, Meshach, or Abednego.
There you go.
Yep. Okay. So, okay. In the
Tie,
future,
everyone. Woo!
Cards.
Yeah.
Cards as actual
cards. The thing
cards.
Is, I found this game earlier today, and I
like,
didn't have
this is an awesome game.
I like this game, but I think we should randomly be picking them from
yep.
a pile.
Yep, cards and much less time.
We'll figure
like
it out.
30 seconds, 15 Easy. Seconds.
But hey, yeah. how about that, everyone?
But that was a fun game.
That was a yeah. fun game.
If
that
you
was
liked
good...
that game, like, share, comment. If you didn't like that game, like, share, comment.
We'll start keeping a scoreboard for throughout the season so we can figure out who gets the prize at the end, which we'll figure that out next episode.
everything is on the next episode.
It'll just be pride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bragging anyway. Rights, even though bragging is not a Christian value.
Anyway, if you enjoyed this episode of Conclave Radio, please, we're if you're interested in even joining Conclave, come to Metropolitan Church of God. Sunday nights at 6 o'clock, we have Conclave. We have free food most of the time. Stay for the awesome service that Clint Johnson, who's usually here, he preaches something. he preaches. We're talking on PFR 2020 is what we talked about last week.
But won't you be starting something new?
I think you are starting something.
Sure,
new.
I think you are. Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways, you can come on Wednesdays at 6:30. Conclave U is where we're talking about First Peter and the book of First Peter, which is where we get a lot of our content for Conclave Radio. Where you can join us Sunday mornings now at 9 o'clock. Conclave AM, our little Sunday school class at Metro, taught by Jonathan Jenkins. Or you can come to Metropolitan Church. I should say and. Come to Metropolitan Church of God every Sunday at 10 o'clock where we have a fantastic pastor. But this just in, this week we have special guests, People and Songs is here at Metropolitan Church of God. And it's not too late to go online and buy your tickets for this Friday night. They're having a big worship session in our brand new remodeled sanctuary. Not brand new, but remodeled sanctuary. So it's not too late if you want to go to timetoriseupconference.com. You can get those tickets there. They'll be here Sunday morning at 10 o'clock as well. That part is free. And of course, join us for Conclave. But if you can't, that's okay. We're all over social media. You can keep up with us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, even Conclave Radio, who has a Twitter and Instagram, which, you know, we'll get there. And if you want to listen to us on something else, you can. We're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We're there. There's no excuse for you to not be involved. We're here to we want you to be involved as much as we want to be involved in your life weekly or however many times you come to Conclave. So that being said, we'll figure out this game on the next episode of
Conclave Radio!